Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. Hi, my name is Anne. I'm one of the hosts here on Pedaling the Pueblo. And today in the studio, I have Evan Pilling. He's president of the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists. Thanks for coming in today, Evan.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Please tell us a little bit about the Sonoran Desert Mountain Bicyclists.
SDMB was founded in, I believe, 1998, based on the recognition of a need for mountain bikers to have an organized advocacy group to make sure that we can maintain trail access, communicate with land managers, and basically just be a community hub for the mountain biking community.
What are some projects you're currently working on?
Primarily right now, we work with Pima County Natural Resources, Parks and Recreation on projects in Tucson Mountain Park, Sweetwater Preserve, and other county trails. We've done a lot of work with the Forest Service as well, but in general, what we try to do is maintain relationships with land managers, do trail maintenance projects, and the exciting project that we're working on right now is the construction of five and a quarter miles of single track at Star Pass in Tucson Mountain Park.
So in your opinion, what does Tucson lack in terms of mountain bike trails?
For starters, I would say what we have is about 400 miles of rideable trail in Pima County, so we're really fortunate that we have a pretty broad variety of trail. I think probably the biggest thing that we're lacking is beginner trail. The desert riding is beautiful. There's a lot of climbing. There's obviously a lot of cactus and a lot of rock, and that can be pretty challenging and pretty intimidating for newer riders. And so I think what we're lacking is the gateway trails that can get kids and new riders into the sport with, you know, lower consequence rides.
What do we do about that?
I think for starters, we advocate with the available land managers. There's a long-term project that we're working on with the city of Tucson, Pima County, and actually Davis-Monthan Air Force Base to construct a progressive skills bike park and a piece of land at the intersection of Golf Links and Alvernon. And the idea of a progressive bike park being somewhere where somebody can walk in off the street, start off on very simple trails, very simple features, and then eventually build up to bigger trails, harder features as their skills progress.
So what would you say is your hope for SDMB and mountain biking in Tucson?
My hope would be, for us to really continue to position ourselves as the hub of the mountain bike community. I think that social media has done a really good job of allowing various groups and communities to pop up, but as things become more decentralized, it's harder to have that coherent voice as a user group. And I think that SDMB can really be that voice while still allowing all the various constituent groups to do their thing. Also, as government budgets shrink, there's the desire to build and maintain a lot of trail, but there's no money there on the government side. And so what we're trying to show that we can do as a nonprofit is to step up and basically take some of that burden off of the land managers, whether it's Pima County, whether it's the Forest Service, City of Tucson, and really help them both build new trail that needs to happen, but also maintain trail as it is.
Anything else you'd like to share?
The SDMB website is www.sdmb.org. We are a member-driven organization. We're also the local chapter of the International Mountain Biking Association, also known as IMBA. We also have a Facebook page, which is where a lot of our events are publicized. We have monthly group rides. We're gearing up for a really busy build season in Star Pass. Anyone can come out and help us build trail. You don't have to have any experience, and the more the merrier.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in to Pedaling the Pueblo.
Bye-bye.